remember that, you know, when you read about gifts and signs and stuff, we often concentrate on the gifts in the church, the body of Christ, that are in the Bible, and people come in and, you know, say you're in sin if you don't speak in tongues and stuff like that. But there were at least five different kinds of signs in the Bible. There was signs in Exodus there, to both Israel to prove that that they might believe, it says in Exodus 4, verse 5, I think it is. And they were given as a witness against Egypt, but it was given to... Yeah, Moses needed a sign too, that's true. But they were to Israel. And then you get to Mark 16, verses 17 to 20, and there are more signs to Israel, but they're confirming signs. They're not to show them, you know, these that God is with them, but they're more in the sense of confirming signs to show the mass, mass maybe not a good word to use these days, but to show the larger apostate congregation of Israel that God is over here now with this little flock, and that's where God's signs have gone. And then you come a little later in Scripture, in Paul's epistles, actually, after the body of Christ is started in Acts 9, you get signs being given to the body of Christ for Israel, because Israel needs a sign, and that's what we study most of the time. But then there's also the signs that that Scott's talking about here, the signs of an apostle, 2 Corinthians 12:12. That don't have to do with the body of Christ particularly, don't have to do with Israel particularly. They're to prove that God is talking through this person, this apostle that he has sent. And then the fifth kind would be what's in Revelation there, the lying signs and wonders, which I don't believe, I don't see anything in Scripture that restricts it to Revelation. I think it's in operation today, and especially in people promoting and being enamored by these Westcott and Hort corrupted Word of God translations. So those are at least five different kinds of signs. So don't, you know, lump them all together and think, and you know, there's characteristics of one thing and you try and spread it over the other four types of signs. It doesn't work. They have different characteristics for different purposes, the five different kinds of signs.